Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Sunny Isles Beach, Florida.
Now that looks like a beautiful place.
It does. Like the sand looks like sugar. Yeah.
Sugar. Is sugar. That in southern Florida?
I don't know.
South Florida?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, let's get that RV out. We got to buy it first.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, for listening to us. You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645, or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org. Okay, hit me.
What did the boy say to his fingers?
Why is the boy talking to his fingers?
No, why? What did the boy say to his...
Oh. I don't know, but I'm just asking you.
He must have some mental health issues. But no, what did the boy say to his fingers? I'm counting on you.
Okay.
What kind of music do elves listen to?
I don't know.
Rap music.
That's bad.
One more to grow on.
Oh, no.
What does cake and baseball have in common?
I'm not quite sure.
They both need a batter.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, today is May the 1st. We are now in a new month today.
Cinco de Mayo coming.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Remember when I thought that was May 1st?
Nope. That's Cinco is 5.
I know. And then May the 4th be with you is coming too. Yes. Yes. All right. Well, today in history... In 1707, the Act of Union joined England and Scotland to form Great Britain.
Sweet.
Yeah. And in 1931, the Empire State Building opened in New York City. At 102 stories, it would be the world's tallest building for the next 41 years.
Wowzers.
Yes.
I wonder how many met their maker past. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, that was very dangerous back then.
Building that. Yeah, they didn't have all the safety features we have nowadays. All right. Do you know what the world's tallest building is now?
Isn't it in Dubai?
Dubai, but I don't know how to say it, but it's 163 stories high.
Burj Khalifa?
Yeah, you Dubai. Can do that. And then I don't know. Shanghai Tower, Shanghai is the second tallest.
And impressive.
And yeah, Mecca Clock Royal Tower in Mecca. Where's that? I don't know. Do you know? 120 in the World Trade Center was fourth. Yep. So, yeah. Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. Also on this day in 1967, Elvis Presley married Priscilla.
Do you know how old Priscilla was when they started dating?
14. And he was like, 12 years older than her? Wow. Something like that. Yeah. They got married when she was 21, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And in 1991, 44-year-old Texas fireballer Nolan Ryan hurled his 7th and final no-hitter in a 3-0 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays.
I would argue the best pitcher ever in baseball, but some people argue with me. I mean, he could throw some heat.
Who? Nolan Ryan?
Nolan Ryan. Good guy, too.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know him?
I don't know him personally, but from my understanding, he's a good guy.
Very cool. All right. So what's our topic today?
We're going to be talking about this, you know, Jesus demonstrating his deity of being God, his authority over demons.
Let's do it.
Go ahead and read Luke chapter 8, 30 through 33.
Luke 8, 30 through 33.
Now, it's interesting, give a little background. The disciples, Jesus put the disciples in a boat to go over to the Sea of Galilee. And they were going over to the other side, and Jesus had a purpose. And as they go, this horrific, it's about 5 miles across, horrific storm comes up, and Jesus shows that he has authority over nature. He tells the storm, they wake him, he's sleeping, and they wake him, and he says to the storm, epitomao, shut up, be quiet, be still.
Okay.
So, and immediately the storm stopped, the waves stopped, and the disciples were more scared. Then it says they're on the other side, and that's where we are today.
Okay.
And I think this was the purpose of preparing the disciples of what they'll see next.
All right. So you said 30
through 33.
Okay. You didn't want me to go back up a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll go back up a little bit. When Jesus stepped, I'm starting verse 27. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." For Jesus had commanded the impure spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven out by the demon into solitary places.
Yes.
Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs were feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned.
So, you know, this, you were right, starting in verse 26. So I was trying to skip that verse.
But that we
those verses are very, very pertinent to this discussion.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm trying to use big words to sound intelligent.
Well, you are intelligent. Well, thank you.
So I'll just say very important.
Okay.
So anyhow, they sailed across. After they got out of that storm, they got to Gadarenes.
Okay.
And Gadarenes, by most estimates, was the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. And it was mostly Gentile, area of Decapolis, and Gentile cities that of a broader region. Mm-hmm. So these were Gentiles. Jesus already had in mind that he was going into the Gentiles even before he even really got into the fact the gospel was going all around the world.
True.
So as he's here, now this story here is in Mark and Matthew and Luke.
Okay.
It's a little bit, in Matthew, it says there's two.
Okay.
Luke and Mark, there's one. Mm-hmm. And some people that want to be critical about the gospels will say, look, a contradiction. And I'd say, look, so what? You know, basically, Matthew was an accountant. Mm-hmm. And he was a tax man, a publican, not a Republican, but a publican. And he was counting on specifics.
Okay.
Really, there was only one man speaking, and that's why Luke and Mark document one man. It doesn't mean there wasn't another, which there was, according to Matthew.
Yeah.
And so this man was really a mess.
Yeah.
You know, he is cutting himself. He is, according to Mark, he is breaking the chains. They had him chained up, and he had superhuman strength.
Yeah.
He is... you know, doing things that are, he's hanging around the dead people.
Right.
Or the tombs. And so he is really a mess.
Yeah.
So they meet this guy from the city and he has demons.
Right. Of course,
they don't know he has demons yet.
Okay.
And they had to think, what in the world?
Right. True.
And he had been possessed by a demon.
Right.
For a very long time.
Yes.
And he wasn't wearing any clothes, and I'm sure that his buddy wasn't either, according to Matthew.
Okay.
And he's living like a wild animal, because that's what Satan does.
Yeah.
He hates God, and he hates human beings because we're created in God's image.
Right.
And so Satan wants to blaspheme and maul or make bad on mar the image of God.
Right, and remove the human kind from us, really, and make us like animals.
And the man lived among decaying dead people.
Right.
And in Jewish law, and for that matter, human instinct, hanging around tombs is just not natural.
No.
It's not pure. It's not clean.
Not at all. No.
He had the supernatural strength.
Yes.
You know, I've been in mental health for a while. And, you know, I've seen children.
Right.
Little children.
Yeah.
8 years old. Throw adults.
That's crazy.
Now, there really is mental health problems.
Yes.
But some of it, I have no doubt, is spiritual.
Yeah. Agreed.
So he's crying out. He's cutting himself with stones. And no one could get him under control. Mm-hmm. Not even the best therapist. Not even Dr. J could get him in line.
Dr. J could not do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this man, what do you think he felt like, this demoniac, this man?
Well, I mean, even though somebody is possessed, they still have that. I mean, they still are a person. So he had to have just felt really crazy, you know, can't think straight, wondering what on earth is going on. Is he always going to be like this? I'm sure all these thoughts were probably.
Yeah, I think that he, I mean, it doesn't take away the person.
No, it does not.
You know, demons possess human beings, and we know they also possess animals.
Yeah.
We're going to see pigs in a little bit.
True, true.
And, you know, the first animal, and both of them are unclean, by the way, was the serpent.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy was tormented. And what does he say? He says, what have I to do with you?
Right.
And then he uses Christ's name, mm-hmm. Jesus, Son of the Most High.
He knows who he is.
I beg you, mm-hmm. do not torment me.
Right.
So the man falls at Jesus' feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he cries out for help.
Yes.
He begs for help. But the demons are saying something else. Do not torment me.
Right. Did you talk about how many demons there were?
We didn't get there yet.
Okay.
Because he didn't ask yet.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry about that.
You are really smart. I'm going to give you a Smartie.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
I had a professor years ago that mm-hmm. would give out Smarties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do that, but then the kids started grinding them up and using them for powder.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah. So. Anyhow, what do you think? Okay, this guy was mm-hmm. not possessed from the moment of birth.
No.
What did it, you know, obviously he had to open up something.
Yeah.
A portal
right.
into his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, sin opens it up for sure.
Yes.
But there's some things I think are more advantageous.
I agree.
Or precarious to opening up demon possession.
Well, yeah, going to fortune tellers, things like that, you know, doing things with the dead.
Ouija boards.
Ouija board. Of course, I didn't have them.
Yoga.
But I'm sure they had, they had things like them. So, yeah.
Magic, mm-hmm. things like that. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was, this was, you know, this man was tormented mm-hmm. day and night. I'm sure he had a lot of things going on.
Absolutely.
Insomnia.
Right.
Probably saw things, heard things.
Oh,
this guy was a mess.
Yeah, he was.
And you know, why did he say, what do you have to do with me, mm-hmm. Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Why did he use, I mean, he said the whole title of who Jesus is. He declares him to be God.
He declares them to be. Yeah, definitely. He was showing who he was, and that it probably didn't really want to show Jesus who he was, but he couldn't help it.
Well, a little background here. The ancient superstitions in Judaism, mm-hmm. they had an idea that they had to know the name of the demons or spirit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And this was giving them authority.
Okay.
So first, this demon is already trying to take authority from God.
By saying his name.
Yes.
Oh, I never knew that. That's very interesting.
And it also shows he's orthodox. He knows the truth.
Right.
Jesus, Son of Man, Son of the Most High God, Son of God, Son mm-hmm. of Man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead and read 30 through 33.
Okay. Jesus asked him, what is your name? Legion, he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs were feeding there on the hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into the pigs, and he gave them permission.
Oink, oink.
Okay. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake, was drowned.
Now, Jesus does the same thing because he's kind of going by culture here.
Okay.
And he's also trying, he's kind of tricking the minds of the culture. He's going by tradition. He's even giving the demons a little leeway.
Okay.
People are thinking the demons have the edge here. Mm. They're winning. They know Jesus' first name.
Yeah. But
by person.
They're not winning.
So Jesus says the same thing. What is your name?
Yeah.
To take authority.
Yeah.
And they said Legion. And so right. they didn't give him the name.
Right.
Their name.
Yeah. They kind of gave him a title.
A legion is a Roman legion. We don't use that nowadays.
No.
We just say 6,000 men.
Right.
But a Roman legion is usually 6,000 men, soldiers. Mm.
Wow.
So basically the demons were saying, there's a lot here. What? They didn't give Jesus the name.
No. Mm-mm.
I think they're trying to intimidate Jesus here.
I think so too.
They're trying to say,
a whole bunch of them.
It's one of you and there's a bunch of us.
Yeah.
And we know your name. You don't know ours. And we are many.
And that kind of gives us an edge.
Yeah, and the people standing around of the village and the disciples are wondering, well, Jesus is going to lose this one.
Little did they know.
And then they begged him.
Right.
I mean, they begged him that they would not send him to the abyss. Mm-hmm. What's the abyss?
Well, wasn't that kind of like the precursor to hell?
Yeah, well, it is hell.
Okay.
Hell as far as Gehenna.
Okay.
Gehenna is the eternal fire.
Okay.
And so hell is now, and after the white throne judgment, all the people that are in hell will stand up before God at the white throne.
Okay.
Be judged by their works.
Right.
And then they will be thrown in Gehenna, which will be eternal fire for eternity.
Okay.
And so in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, it says, for if God did not spare the angels who sin, but sent them to hell or Sheol or the abyss, putting them in dark chains to be held for judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, which he brought the flood, the ungodly, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others. So Jesus right here is basically listening. They know where their destiny lies. They know where they're going. They're going to the bottomless pit. It's also mentioned in Revelation 9:11. The abyss that's under the control of Apollyon, which is probably a demonic angel. It could be Satan himself.
Okay.
And so they did not want to go there yet. They still wanted to play on earth.
Wow.
Okay. And the demons wanted to go into pigs.
So quick question.
Sure.
If they have been sent to the abyss or they've been sent to hell, are they like stuck there? They can't leave?
They're in prison. They're enchained. Matter of fact, it talks about in Peter how Jesus went and preached to them.
Okay. So that's why they didn't want, because they still wanted to continue bothering people and animals.
And these were the ones, the angels that were mixing with human beings in Genesis chapter 6, the sons of God.
Okay.
And these were the ones that are waiting for that judgment.
Okay.
Some of them are already there and some of them aren't.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. All right.
And Jesus allows them to go into the pigs. Once again, they're impure animals, pigs, snakes. Those are impure and unclean. And Jesus allowed this because it was a total demonstration of his divine authority and sovereignty over demons.
Right.
And, you know, his total demonstration would be in Colossians 2:15. At the cross, it says... that the cross, Jesus disarmed demons, principalities, and made a spectacle as he triumphed over the work of the cross.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what the pigs did?
They died.
They said, oink, oink. No, they went running violently down into the lake and drowned.
So they did die.
Well, it just represents the destructive nature of demons.
Right, yeah.
They're not peaceful.
No.
There, not Jesus, but Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right. Yeah.
And so even with these pigs, now go, let's see. Surely these bystanders, these village people are going to just all bow down to Jesus and just say, stay here with us. Let's see. 34 through 37.
When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this to the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them because they were overcome with fear. So he got into the boat and left.
Wow. This is kind of ironic.
True.
You know, this guy who probably for years, for a long time, it could have been 20, it could have been 10 years, who knows? And he's in his right mind, fully clothed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, talking submission to Jesus.
I love that.
You know, he is Lord over all, Lord over the demons.
Yes.
Lord over all things. And he brought peace. Jesus, knowing, you know, those disciples had to be thinking, we went through that storm and he came only for this guy.
Yes.
But Jesus had compassion for this one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two guys, but it's not mentioned.
Right.
Probably this one received Christ, the other one didn't, mm-hmm. or he would be down here.
That is true. That is true.
What do you think they were afraid for? The people around.
They did not understand his power. They did not understand how he could have done this. And they were scared. And, you know, a lot of times people are scared of things they can't understand.
And they're scared of change.
Right.
They're scared of their finances. Let's look.
Yeah.
These people, somebody lost a lot of money when all those pigs died. And a lot of their farm was probably destroyed because of the pigs trampling over it.
Yes.
And so a lot of times we are more concerned about the mundane normalcy of life so that we don't want to change because it scares us, even if it's good for us.
Right.
And that's scary.
It is scary. Very.
And we care more about money than we do eternity.
Right.
And so it says the whole multitude, they see this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, mm-hmm. asked him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is a gentleman.
Yes, he is.
And he left.
He just got in the boat and left.
How many times do we blame Satan for things Jesus does?
Probably more than we should.
Or how many pastors have been kicked out of their church?
Yeah.
Or leaders.
Right.
Or elders.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is using them to bring change for the kingdom.
Yeah. That definitely should step on some people's toes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And this man says something to Jesus. Go ahead, read 38 through 39.
Okay. 38 through 39. The man from whom the demons had gone out begged to go with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return home and tell how much God has done for you." So the man went away and told all over town how much Jesus had done for him.
This man wanted to be a disciple.
Yes.
Capital D. Right. Capital A, apostle.
Yes.
Jesus said no. But he was a disciple.
Yes.
He was a missionary, an evangelist. This man
mm-hmm.
went back. He said, went to his house, told his family.
Right.
And told the whole city and village yeah. and went even further than that.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what Jesus wanted him to do. He was probably thinking, well, you could follow me, but you're going to be much more effective in sharing me with your people.
So Jesus went for this one man that reached thousands for the gospel.
Absolutely.
So one person, you know, it's not, we shouldn't be counting numbers totally.
No, we should not.
Numbers aren't bad.
No.
But it's not everything.
Absolutely.
One person really Jesus used to really get this village saved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
So what's this say about God? What's the story say about God?
He's all powerful. He's in control.
And he's compassionate.
Absolutely.
For hurting people.
Yes.
What's this say about us, people, humans?
We need to depend on him.
And we're desperate. We're enchained. Just like this man, we need salvation.
Absolutely.
We're hurting.
Yes.
We're feeling hopeless.
But we can have hope in Jesus.
Yeah. What's it say about sin?
We need forgiveness.
We need forgiveness.
We can't do it by ourselves. We need Jesus.
I think this stuff happens far more than we think.
I agree.
And I think it happens right here in the good old United States of America.
I do too. Yep.
But it doesn't matter if a person's possessed or where, how far they've gone. As long as they still have a heartbeat, Jesus can take their mess, turn it into a message for his glory, for our good.
Absolutely. Thank everybody for listening. Have a great day. Goodbye.